the Rookie of the Year, Noriko. The Dancer of the Year, Michelle. And now the 2013 Raiderette of the Year, who will represent the team in Hawaii at the 2014 Pro Bowl in January, Tori.
Words can't express how much I feel right now. Raider Nation, aloha.
Congratulations to this year's winners. And thanks for staying with us this week on the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. It's time to toss it over once again to our own Jeanette Thompson to see what's been happening throughout the holiday season in the community.
Thanks, JT. For over 60 years, Toys for Tots have been lighting up the faces of deserving kids through the gift of a new toy. Recently, the Raiders embraced the opportunity to join the effort. Over the past 2 weeks, donated toys poured in at the Raider Image in Southland Mall in Hayward, where a long list of players, as well as the U.S. Marines, were on hand to collect them.
Raider Nation, come out and support us. Rain toys for the kids, and got a couple of my brothers out here. We're just having fun, signing autographs and shaking hands.
We'll be good, all right? All right, buddy.
Fans who brought new toys to contribute to the annual Toys for Tots drive, held by the Raiders and the United States Marine Corps, received an autograph and had a chance to meet some of their favorite players.
What up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, good.
Big Raider fan. We're part of the Black Hole. As you can see, it's pretty cool. We give toys, we give signatures.
Okay, give it to him.
Oh, man. What's going on, man?
There you go.
How you doing?
The last thing you want as a kid to go without a smile on Christmas Day. I think the more and more you can do things like this to empower and help kids and help families who aren't able to do it, you know, the better we become as an entire community.
Go Raiders!
Now, as promised, we take you behind the scenes with a look at the making of the 2014 Raiderette calendar, shot in beautiful Napa, California.
Like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes.
There we go.
This is such a long process.
Our call time for hair and makeup was 4 a.m.
The girls are going and it's gonna be great.
Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely.
Such an unbelievable experience. Just so fun to be a part of the swimsuit calendar for the Raiderette.
About to go shoot for the calendar.
Shooting the calendar in Napa this year is such a great experience. Everything's just so beautiful, and we're lucky to shoot.
She's spraying my hair.
She's trying to get it out of my face so we get a good picture going.
It was really fun. I got to look at some of my pictures after I was done, and I think they turned out really well.
The swimsuits this year, they're hand-painted and embroidered. They're beautiful, they're colorful.
Riding in the drop top with the top down, so you're switching lanes, girl.
Everyone's really made me feel so comfortable, and the hospitality at the wineries we're shooting at is also incredible. This has been such a gift, and I'm so happy to be here.
And tell me how they got that pretty little face on that pretty little frame. This just can't be summer love.
That's a wrap. Yeah! Woo!
Not only do you get to see great parts of Napa, you get to see 40 fabulous females, the Raiderette.
Make sure to go out and grab your own calendar. And don't forget, it makes a great holiday gift. Back to you, JT.
Thanks, Jeanette. You know, this week I'll be picking up several copies of this year's Raiderette's calendar. You can purchase it at Raiders.com or a Raider image near you. And next week, we'll wrap up our season on the Raiders Report. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Happy holidays.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silverman Black Productions.